So part of my journey has been going into our communities and serving our communities, and helping men recover, right? Helping men recover, and then helping men and reintegrating them back into our communities. And I've been doing that for some years now. It's like Alcoholics Anonymous had given me the opportunity to work with men and then allow them to grow, and then volunteer them to do what I think they should do, you know. And I've been doing that for a little while, and I've created an organization where we have these men come in from the justice system, where we house them, we job train them, and we go in our community and do service. And we've been doing that for a while now, that it has grown to the point where I had to organize in such a way. I had to like create some organizational, you know, pieces in there. Alcoholics Anonymous had allowed me to like sit quietly, listen, so that I can do the next best thing. And the next best thing was, how can I help men recover, and how can I help men reintegrate them from our community back into from wherever they're coming from, the bushes, the treatments, the jails, wherever they're coming from, back into society, back into our community. And I found that I do that culturally by practicing our culture. In everything that we're doing together as a group of men, we always, there's protocol. You know, there's things that we do. We have to oli in, like how we're in oli in over here today. We pray, we talk, we vala'au, we plan, we strategize, we cultivate. And then after that, going out, we do the same thing too. We pull it out, we pray out, and it seems to work with our men, because at some point, the men come in so lost. I can't even see them, bro. Okay. The men come in so broken and distrusted that they're looking for, like, trust. They're looking. That's the big thing, trust. And thank you to Alcoholics Anonymous for these principles that we are allowed to practice in our lives. You know, of course, honesty and hope, faith and courage and humility and integrity and willingness and brotherly love and making amends and spirituality and accountability and discipline and commitment, all of these things. So it's like we get to practice these principles in all of our affairs. I'll leave you with that. We practice our principles. We practice these principles in all of our affairs. So getting back to the primary purpose, this is our sense of duty. This right here is the example of what I get to do as my sense of duty. All of the service people that are out there doing service and everything, that's the sense of duty. Our sense of duty here right now is to sit down here, listen to each other, carry the message so that we can live one more day clean and sober. Now, if that's not the sky slide or the ride of our life, what is? I'll close with this. My grandmother always said, Ehuli Kalima, Nehuli Kalima, Iluna, Pololi, Kaopu. That thing went heat. Oh, that thing went heat. Oh, mean in the garage. Nehuli Kalima Ilalo Piha Kaopu. And it relates to us directly. Directly it relates to us. When your hands stay facing up, you lazy, you and beggar, empty your stomach. When your hands facing down, you and worker. You work and you earn things like us. Fool your stomach. My name is Iyo Pamona.